Jamie and Locker with the Ear in the Green Zone. The Montreal Alouettes have just landed in Winnipeg, and one of the first questions to Jason Moss, the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes, was, how's your quarterback? And he said he'll be monitored all week, and
he's fine. We'll
see how he looks.
He'll be on the field.
I'm not sure he will be at the start of the week. Like, I think he'll be out there. I fully expect the first open practice the Montreal Alouettes have, Davis Alexander won't be doing much of anything.
I agree with that, but he's going to be on the field.
Yeah, he'll be on his jersey. He'll be in the jersey all week doing a lot of standing around and mental reps. I believe he'll start.
Yeah.
I said it earlier today.
The problem with
I bet money we see McLeod Bethel-Thompson
really
in the Grey Cup game taking snaps. Like, Belton Johnson's with us. He's been around football a long time. He has watched players with hamstring injuries for a long time. Belton Johnson, thanks for joining us. First off, real quick, have you recovered since your, well, I think all three of us in the studio lost a heartbeater, skipped
the
beat a few times.
Who jumped the highest?
Oh,
please say Daryl.
Nobody jumped. We don't jump. Are you kidding me?
Nobody jumped, Locker, but it was just a lot of like, wow, I can't believe I saw what I just saw.
I was at the stadium. That whole building jumped. When they came back from the replay center, everyone just went nuts. That was fantastic. Oh, so glad I was in the building for that.
That was crazy finish. Unbelievable. We'll get into it. But, Belton, what do you think of the status of Davis Alexander? What are you expecting to see from the Alouettes quarterback with a hamstring injury? This isn't like a new one that he just kind of, came up lame. He has been battling this all year long. What do you think?
And I saw when he went down in the game, too, how he grabbed the back of that leg. Damn, I was like, ooh. Like, I think he'll play. But even if he does play, I just don't see that mobility and everything. Because that's the thing about that hamstring. That's your force. That's your power to, you know, get out and run or do anything, right? And if that limits him, I'm not sure, Jamie.
So, have you had a hamstring injury in your career?
I have.
And, give us a rundown on, because it can be more severe, right? And you can tweak it and still sort of function on it. Am I wrong?
You can function on it, but it ain't the same, right? Like, it'll be in the back of the head there, like, oh, can I really get out here and, you know, just take off, like, you know, if I was normally healthy. I don't think that, right? And at least when I had mine, it took a little while there, right, to kind of come back and everything. Because even on the O-line, I know O-line aren't quarterbacks or anything, but you got to think, well, O-line, you're down there.
You need to brace yourself.
Right? And you're powering off, right?
Yeah.
And that's the same thing I see with a quarterback. When you run, you ain't just lightly jogging. You are in a gallop, in a sprint, forcefully trying to get away from pressure or whatever. Right?
It's gonna be the story all week of Grey Cup is the status of Davis Alexander. Right now, the Rough Riders are favored to win. The odds are shifting a little bit at open. It was like a point and a half. Now it's a lot of money's moved on the Riders early, probably because of Davis Alexander's status.
I have a quick question. I hate to jump in, but just based on the quarterback conversation we're having, all things equal, let's take the injury away from Davis. And you're building a team, Belton. Who you pick? What quarterback are you picking? Are you picking Davis Alexander or Trevor Harris?
But take away the injury?
Take away the injury, yeah. You got a healthy Davis, you got a healthy Harris.
What, is Harris able to throw the ball really good?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think I'd have to go with Harris.
Okay.
And the reason being, like you said, that arm ain't tired or anything, but I just had to get Trevor Harris the experience factor, right? Like, that's he has more of that than Davis Alexander.
That's an interesting.
Belton Johnson with us, our Green Zone game day analyst, getting set for the Grey Cup as we look back. What was your play of the game from Saturday? Because Daryl gave Tommy Neal, and then there was a debate on the post-game show. Different people had different opinions. What was Belton Johnson's play of the game?
It wasn't the guy running across the end zone with the water jug there, Jamie. Fell down. That
the play of the game. I hope that guy got into concussion protocol, because that face plant looked vicious. And did you not see that contest?
I did, yes.
How many beers do you think that guy had before he ran that race?
As many as I had.
Oh, no. No. 15, no way.
15 to 20, Jay.
Oh, boy. Hit when he started out of the gate, I was like, uh-oh.
Like, I don't want to body shame anybody, but I when I first saw him on the big screen, I was like, ah.
He wasn't that big. He was
pretty small. Like, he had pretty thin arms. I was like,
oh, but
yeah.
Carrying those things.
Yeah, no, like,
maybe that's what knocked him off. He's just carrying too much.
He's in trouble. Yeah.
But Belton, what was your play of the game outside of the terrible performance by that gentleman in the north end zone?
I would have to say my play of the game would have to be Marcus Sales. I don't know if anybody's
yes!
kicked that
knew
or
it.
Not, but
that's lockers.
That's mine. That was when I saw that play, Belton.
Oh, wow.
I was like, that's it. They've got it. They've got the win. That stopped BC Lions from scoring. Thank you. You're the first person to agree with me on that.
No, the other reason, right? Because what the Riders had the turnover previous there, I believe it would have been AJ Olette, right? That fumble.
Yeah.
And so for the Riders, they snatch it right back, because it looked like BC, they were marching there a little bit. And, you know, hey, that was a great play by Sales, man.
Yeah, it was. They were ahead at that time too, right?
Yes.
And if they got that point, if they score, if they convert there, make it into the end zone, they're two touchdowns ahead of the Riders at that point in the game.
Agreed.
And then you're playing catch up, and then you're changing your strategy, right?
You would have to.
Then everything Trevor Harris is doing and Mueller, all the plays go out the window. Now you're trying to play catch up. And I thought that was the winning play. That was the play of the game for me.
Jamie and Locker with Belton Johnson here on the Green Zone as we get set for Grey Cup. What do you think of this matchup, Belton? Like, what do you expect to see on Sunday? I know there's a lot of days between now and Sunday, but as you sat back after the Riders won and the Alouettes won, what's on your mind on how this could shape up?
My thoughts is it's going to be a defensive battle, Jamie. Alouettes got a really good defense, and the Riders, if they're not the best, they're right there along with the Alouettes. Offensively, I'm still not sure, right? Trevor Harris, the receiver, or I'll say the receiver, there were a lot of drop balls in this last game, right? I think they'll play a little bit better for sure, but I see it as a defensive battle. With Davis Alexander, that's everything puts on pause for me right now, Jamie, because to me, he is a key piece of that Alouettes offense. I do think if McLeod Bethel Thompson, if he plays, it's blitz galore, I think, on them, right? If Davis plays, I think they got to be a bit more cognizant of him getting out of the pocket.
I would make sure he's got a run. I want him on that hamstring going.
How do you set up the defense so that you give him opportunities to run, though?
Yeah.
Like, what would you do?
Blitz, constant blitz.
Okay.
Oh yeah. That's how you're going to make a move in the defensive line.
But if you're blitzing, right, you're opening up that secondary. Then you might give him more. Because does he hang on to the ball as much as Nathan Mark does?
Yeah, he will.
He'll hang in there, man.
He'll hang in there. I'm bringing outside pressure to try to get that pocket moving. And let's see how he does trying to run away from pressure.
That's one thing I think Nathan Rourke really needs to work on. He's got to get rid of the ball quicker. There were so many. Well, he does escape well. There was a couple of Houdini moves there where I'm like, what happened? Like, how did he get out of that?
So here's the full quote from Jason Moss on Davis Alexander. He's going to start. He is going to play. He does have a lot of work to do on the injury. He's fully capable of playing with it because he's played with it before.
Mm.
That's not a healthy quarterback getting ready for Grey Cup Sunday.
Yeah.
Nope.
Hey, bring the pressure, man.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. For the Riders and the
if he's got
Montreal
any escapability,
Alouettes.
Though, it, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Okay, real quick. I know we're going to do a quick, this is a 180 change of direction. But, Belton, what did you think of Locker's Bills yesterday?
I knew I
was a little too hardy, that laugh.
I should have kicked it. It just, like, well, a really good team goes down south there. I don't know, the heat or something. It was raining there and everything down in Miami, and I couldn't believe it. The Bills, that one shocked me. I had lots of points on them for my Survivor picks and everything, right? And so did everybody else.
Yes, they likely did. Belton, what's your hint for the tailgating tip? I'm not sure who's going to be eating with you, but Belton, somebody's going to be here to enjoy it.
I got a question. Did you wake up Sunday morning and look at flights for Winnipeg?
What happened, Locke?
Did you think about going to the Grey Cup? I know you got a busy life and everything like that here, but was there
I didn't look at any flights because I knew I wasn't going to be able to go.
Oh, that's too bad. It would be great if we had Belton in Winnipeg with us.
What's your hint, Belton?
I'm still thinking about it, but right now, Jamie, I'm gonna have to say cheese and crackers.
Cheese and crackers.
Okay, we'll see what's coming. What's coming the way? A little charcuterie board for the Grey Cup party. We'll see what happens, Belton. Can't wait to talk to you on Sunday on the Green Zone pregame show for one more kick at it with Green Zone Game Days.
Yeah, I got to keep that lead in bold predictions, Jamie. We'll chat Sunday.
Yeah, we will. Yes, we will. Got to put a finishing touch on that.
Thanks, Belton.
Belton was back by like 15 2 weeks ago, and he scored 25 points last week, and then a couple more this week, and he's taken the lead from Daryl Davis on bold predictions on the Green Zone pregame show. That'll hit the air 3:00 on Sunday ahead of the 112th Grey Cup. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Ooh. Rider Nation! Y'all ready? Y'all got faith in us, right? That's all I needed to hear. Thank you. Let's go!
That was a Joe is Joe.
I was going to say, that's a Joe is Joe.
Yeah, 100% a Joe is Joe at the rally earlier today as the Riders are in the air on their way to Winnipeg. Here was the head coach.
How are we feeling today? Hey, this is awesome, man. I know everybody really appreciates this. We appreciate you guys every day. Today's certainly a special one, but hopefully we can pack this place a little bit more on the way back. What you think? Yeah. Much love, baby. Go Riders. Let's go.
So the Riders are off to Winnipeg. A little rally held outside of Mosaic Stadium by the Lancaster and Reed statues. Davis Alexander's landed in Winnipeg. It didn't look like he was limping. But his coach says he is got some work to do to deal with the hamstring injury, but he will play. He's played through a hamstring injury before. He'll do it again Sunday. That is not what you want to hear if you're an Alouette fan, is your quarterback's going to have to play with a hamstring injury in the biggest game of the year. Now, that kickoff's 5:00 Sunday, the Green Zone pregame show at 3:00. We will start our broadcast live tomorrow at 2 from Winnipeg. One of our hosts is Derek Taylor, the voice of the Bombers. We'll chat with him coming up next. They need a new head coach here pretty quick because Mike Gauthier is now talking to the Argonauts about their job. This is 650 CKLM and 980 CJME. Our champs here on the Green Zone, just champs only today. What a weekend of provincial football. The Saskatoon Hilltops, national champions, another Canadian Bowl for the Toppers. Drama between the Rams and the Huskies. The Huskies are going to the Mitchell Bowl. They will host this weekend as they were able to defeat the Regina Rams. Now we got provincial championships and high school football 6A champions. Holy Cross on Friday night beat Miller. Moose Jaw Central in 5A football, 51-8 final. They are the provincial champions of 5A, 12 aside. How about those Lums, the Devils? Let's go! Can you call that win? 36-0 shutout of Humboldt in the provincial final, 4A, 9 aside. Then the two 6 aside, 2A champions. Watrous are your provincial champions over Clavette. And in the 1A, Hafford was able to beat Lemberg. Looked like a pretty good game, 38-32. There are your high school provincial champions. Congratulations to all those.
And Watrous, nice. That's my old family's old neck of the woods.
There you go. There's your provincial champions from a busy weekend of football. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. Columbus against Edmonton tonight, Locker.
I'm not hopeful.
Columbus?
McDavid and Bouchard are fighting on the ice.
Not punches, but McDavid looked extremely frustrated with Evan Bouchard on a drill
I'd
yesterday.
I'd like to see that. I think it's time.
Davis Alexander has landed in Montreal, or has landed in Winnipeg, and the Montreal quarterback says he will need probably about 20 treatments this week to get that hamstring ready for the Grey Cup, but he expects to play on Sunday. The Riders should be landing in Winnipeg in the next 15 to 20 minutes as they will get their prep week started. Grey Cup 112. We start our broadcast tomorrow live from Winnipeg. Locker, safe travels with Britton Gray.
Going home to pack right now.
Keep
Let's go, Riders.
The lines. And we will talk to you tomorrow from Winnipeg on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.